This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Easter in Israel and the West Bank is missing a crucial component: visitors. Live from the BBC World Service, this is the Marketplace Morning Report. Will Bain with you again today. Great, as always, to have your company. Yes, usually thousands of tourists head to Jerusalem and other holy sites in Israel and the West Bank during Easter. But the war in Gaza means this year is very different. The BBC's Sarah Manetta sent this report.
The sound of the bells of the Nativity Church in Bethlehem rings out across a deserted square. The streets, once brimming with tourists and pilgrims, now are mostly empty and silent.
80% of the local population in Bethlehem depend on tourism. Since October 7, everything stopped. People are out of their jobs. Facilities are closed.
Laila Asfura has been working in tourism for almost 20 years. She is an active member of the local Christian community and says many people who have lost their jobs are now cutting down on food and other basic goods to make ends meet.
Some families really are very much in need. Many of them already left the country. The other, they are living here depending on the church's aid or the organization aid.
Have you considered leaving?
Seriously? At some point, yes. I will not do it. I love my country. I have my family here. But we're thinking how long we can survive.
After Hamas's attack, Israel revoked permits for over 150,000 Palestinian workers from the West Bank. For over 5 months now, they haven't received any income. So those who can afford it are looking for a way out.
We have at least 50 families in the last 5 months who left. And we have also many Christian families who opted at the very beginning of the war to leave.
Father Fadi Diab is an Anglican priest from Ramallah.
It's sad to think of the Holy Land as a tourist site where people would come from around the world to see empty churches without, you know, a community.
When I meet him here in London, he is trying to raise awareness about the difficulties his community and Palestinians in the West Bank in general are facing.
What we need is tangible actions on the ground. We want the British government to put pressure on the Israeli government to remove the checkpoints, to allow people to reach their, you know, places of work, to allow, you know, humanitarian aid to come in. These actions what makes difference for the community on the ground.
He believes only through diplomacy and with the involvement of the international community, peace could return to the Holy Land.
That's the BBC's Sarah Manetta reporting there. Well, let's check in on the numbers now. Markets in Europe closed today for Easter, but it means we now know global stock markets have recorded their best first quarter performance in 5 years, all been driven along in large part by the boom in AI investments. Now, it was a dramatic day in court in New York yesterday, of course, with the business pages right around the globe dominated this morning by the 25-year sentence for the fallen crypto boss Sam Bankman-Fried. But the global damage his FTX exchange's collapse caused still being revealed somewhat. Samuel Hapek, for example, runs the investment firm Vincent in Slovakia's capital, Bratislava. And he told my colleague Sam Fenwick about the moment he had to tell his clients he'd lost their cash.
It was very bad moment. We did a conference call with all of our investors. There were 200 of them. And we had to explain to them that we lost 35 million of their money, which was a substantial percentage of what every one of them invested. Now, naturally, they were upset. They were angry. They considered us utterly incompetent, that we were able to trust such a fraudster, that we didn't see this coming sooner, etc. As a result of that, we lost 25% of those investors. They decided they don't trust us anymore. They don't trust our judgment anymore. They took the remaining money that they had with us away. And essentially, this led to us losing half of our capital at all.
So whilst you've lost 35 million in the FTX situation, you've actually lost a lot more.
Yes, we lost double that, essentially.
Samuel Hapek of the Slovakian investment firm Wincent there. Now, when I get home from the BBC studios, I'm hoping the chocolate Easter eggs are still intact for me to enjoy. Not just because they're a nice treat after an early start on a public holiday here in the UK, but because they cost more than ever this year. The price of cocoa, the key ingredient in chocolate, surged to an all-time high of $10,000 a ton this week, driven in large part by drought affecting key growing regions in West Africa. And Douglas Lamont, the boss of the Dutch chocolate giant, Tony's Chocolonely, told me that meant prices for chocolate treats all around the world might have to rise.
The cocoa price is extremely high in the market right now. There was a very poor crop this year, which is about 30% down, which is driving price up in the market. But what we're seeing on top is obviously traders and market speculators also accentuating that problem. So from a typical price of about £2,000 a tonne, we're currently looking at around £7,000 a tonne. So it's a very, very material increase in the spot price right now that is impacting the whole industry.
How on earth do you absorb that?
There is a reality that prices in the market are likely to increase in the coming 12 months as manufacturers like ourselves look at how we pass some of those prices on to consumers, unfortunately, but also how we protect incomes for farmers. Right now, farmers are not receiving the benefit of that increase. The farmer right now is receiving 1,000, 1,500 per tonne, and the market price is 7,000. There's a lot of people making money in the middle, and the farmer on the ground is not receiving the benefit of that, which is a huge problem for the industry.
Doesn't sound like a quick fix from what Douglas Lamont of Tony's Chocolonely is saying. Even more reason than I've got my fingers crossed that my wife hasn't guzzled all the chocolate before I get home. Happy Easter to all those who celebrate, and thanks so much for listening to the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.